Let's turn now to the presidential race and a brand new WBUR poll of likely voters in New Hampshire. It found that Hillary Clinton has opened up a 15-point lead against Donald Trump in a battleground state where they were virtually tied just 3 months ago. The poll also shows a big advantage for Democrat Maggie Hassan in her bid to unseat Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. And joining us now is WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
So you've been digging into these numbers today. What do you think explains the big bounce for Clinton?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, a post-convention bounce is pretty typical. Donald Trump got his bounce when he got home from Cleveland. Now Clinton certainly seems to be getting her bounce. But what's interesting about this particular poll is if you remember the concern about whether Bernie Sanders supporters would come aboard. This was a big concern of the Democratic convention. Well, this poll suggests that they have come aboard in a big way and that Democrats are uniting around Hillary Clinton. She's now getting 86% of the Democratic vote. By contrast, Donald Trump is getting a bit less than two-thirds of the Republican vote. So that's a significant difference between the two candidates. But perhaps the biggest and most interesting part of this poll is what it says about New Hampshire's large group of undeclared voters. The poll says that they're breaking dramatically for Clinton by almost 2-1. So here's Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the survey.
Digging underneath that even further, we see independent women is where the biggest margin of all is among groups that are actually in play. So when you add it all together, Clinton's solidified Democrats, Donald Trump has not done the same among Republicans, and independents are starting to swing towards Hillary Clinton.
So, Scott, it's important to remember that post-convention polls and years and years of research have showed this can typically show big swings before settling down. But the WBUR poll does suggest a sort of dramatic development in a state where Donald Trump won the primary last February decisively and where Hillary Clinton was trounced by her opponent, Bernie Sanders. So quite a turnaround.
So we've been talking about the post-convention period and this post-convention bounce. The poll seems to really suggest Clinton got a much bigger bounce from the Democratic convention last week in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it looks like Clinton got a substantially bigger bump from her convention than Trump did from his. So the poll found that about the same number of people watched both conventions, but 56% said that Clinton emerged stronger compared to 39% who said Trump did. And there's some other interesting numbers. The poll suggests that neither of these candidates is widely loved. Trump in particular. He's viewed favorably by less than 30% of likely voters in New Hampshire, unfavorably by 60% of likely voters. And that's a bit worse than where he was 3 months ago. Clinton does a bit better, but not great. She's viewed favorably by about the same number of folks who view her unfavorably. But here's a telling set of numbers. 48% of likely voters say Clinton is fit to be president. 46% say she's not. But with regard to Trump on this score, less than a third say he's qualified to occupy the White House, and more than 60% say he is not qualified.
And this WBUR poll today is not the only one that seems to be showing that Clinton has attained a substantial post-convention lead over Trump in battleground states. Let's talk about some of the other polls.
Right. Since the end of the convention, there have been a batch of national polls that show Clinton has sort of taken a lead, an average of about 6 points. But as you know, we elect presidents state by state, so we learn a lot more from these individual polls from key battleground states that could really decide the election. And today, there were three others from Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida. All of them showed Clinton well ahead, 11 points up in Pennsylvania, 9 points up in Michigan, 6 points ahead in Florida. So WBUR's New Hampshire poll seems to be consistent with the kind of trends we're seeing in these other very important swing states.
In the days following the Democratic convention, we've seen Donald Trump continuing to make this series of controversial remarks, whether it's on Twitter or in interviews, while Hillary Clinton kind of seems to be flying under the radar. Does that play into what we're seeing in these polls?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know for sure, but it does seem that what worked for Donald Trump during the primary is causing him problems now. He's compared to Hillary Clinton, he's sort of undisciplined about staying on message. He's easily provoked. Instead of focusing on his agenda and going after Hillary Clinton, he's fighting with the leaders of his own party refusing to endorse Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And of course, right after the DNC, he got into trouble for criticizing the Khan family, the parents of the Muslim American army captain killed in Iraq. And then he refused to back down and extended the story for days and days. And when I was talking to New Hampshire voters earlier this week, that was really on the minds of lots of people. Here's an example. Selena Katz is an elementary school teacher from Keene.
When he talked about what his sacrifices were, they were all business dealings. They had nothing to do with the loss of a child serving in the military to defend the United States.
And Scott, it's worth noting that even Trump supporters that I met say that his criticism of the Khan family went, you know, way too far. So here's an example of that. Bill Lauer, Republican from Swansea, just outside of Keene, he's a Trump supporter, but he said to me, sometimes I just like to tell him to shut up.
A lot of his advisors have told him that in the past, and he goes on to do and say whatever he wants. He'll get away with it. Ultimately, the people that are standing by Trump and the people that will vote for Trump are voting for, ultimately, they're voting for a change. And that's what's going to get them elected.
So, Anthony, let's dig into what this poll says about New Hampshire's Senate race, which could turn out to be very important for the balance of the Senate.
Yeah, no kidding. Very important race between the incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte and the Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. Last time we polled 3 months ago, the race was virtually tied. Our poll now gives the Democrat Maggie Hassan a 10-point lead. And our pollster Steve Cazella says there's a close relationship in Kelly Ayotte's support and the support for Donald Trump. Here's what he said.
Their support is sort of locked together. And with the direction that Donald Trump seems to be heading in, I think Kelly Ayotte's task is to somehow decouple those two.
Okay, that does seem like a big challenge. I want to finally talk about these fundraising numbers that the Trump campaign released yesterday. What do you make of them, and what's your prediction about how that money is going to get used?
Well, it's really interesting. So Trump and the RNC raised more than $80 million last month, all but erasing a big disadvantage that they had against Hillary Clinton. And what's really interesting is he did it largely through small donations from grassroots supporters, not unlike what Bernie Sanders did during the Democratic primary. And what this means is that Trump can compete with Clinton to buy ads, to invest in campaign infrastructure, you know, get out the vote efforts and that kind of stuff. But the concern for him is he's starting late. Rates are now much more expensive to buy ads. And some observers say he's waited, probably too long to get his campaign organizations really up and running the way they should be, which leaves him facing a pretty big challenge from Clinton, who's been at this and digging into various states for a long, long time.
Well, I don't doubt that there's going to be a lot more to talk about here. I should note that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both have these fundraisers coming up in the next week or so in Massachusetts. Anthony Brooks is WBUR's senior political reporter. Thank you, Anthony.
My pleasure, Scott.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Scott Kersner, and this is Radio Boston.